スライド、してますでしょうか。
Yes,
この
thank you.
PowerPoint の
I hope you
PowerPoint
can see the slide. I would like to follow the PowerPoint slide and explain about the performance of Q2. This is a summary of the performance. Net sales, 11% increase, and operating income, 15% increase. But ordinary income was only up by 1%. This is mostly due to the equity method affiliates, TXOne for OT security startup company, and they suffered deficit and minus 15% of net income. Well, in overseas business, deferred tax assets have to be taken down, and then it has to be built up again. And this is going to be adjusted in the next quarter. And this is why we are seeing a negative number for this particular quarter. Pre-GAAP numbers, Forex impact, when this is excluded, the revenue was up by 2%, which was lower than expectation. Our COO, Kevin Simzer, will explain about the main factors behind this later on. The purchase cycle for enterprise business is getting longer, and some of the deals did not really materialize in the second quarter. In the macroeconomic level, Fortinet, one of our competitors, also provided a similar explanation at their earnings announcements last week. So security investment environment is maybe getting tougher than before. On the next slide, you can see the GAAP-based sales by region without the Forex impact, and we're seeing growth in all of the regions. EMEA, Europe growing very strongly as expected. And then we have a number by segment after GAAP. And again, a 13% increase in general for the enterprise business. Now, looking at the pre-GAAP number, excluding the Forex impact, minus 1% for Japan and minus 3% for Americas, and no longer double-digit growth for Europe, only single-digit growth this time. Major factors in Japan was a price increase in the previous quarter. There was a lot of front-loading of the sales. So we had the double-digit growth in Japan because of that, but now we have less renewals, and there was a double-digit growth, negative double-digit growth, and then we ended up with a negative 1% growth. In the Americas, as I mentioned before, the cycle is getting longer, and these are the two biggest factors. And in the third quarter, we are already seeing a recovery. We will be seeing a recovery in this quarter, current quarter. That is our expectation. And here, again, we have the same GAAP and a pre-GAAP numbers, and the enterprise is seeing a biggest decline, pre-GAAP of 2% against 8%. And consumer is 2% against 3%, which means that pre-GAAP sales growth is mostly driven down by the enterprise business.
Meanwhile, in regard to the subscription business, we have the ARR that is showing healthy growth. And several quarters back, it was about 30%, and this is down slightly, and it's over 20%. Meanwhile, for expenses, in the second quarter, there is an increase in the expenses. And on the upper sand, you can see the software expenses, and there's also the wages and the cloud expenses. Of course, as noted here, there is the foreign exchange impact, but we have this situation of the expenses. And we have been hiring. So there has, and we have stalled the recruitment slightly. We have been more cautious about hiring, rather. Consequently, we have been focusing on cost control in this area. And here, the aforementioned situation is reflected. Meanwhile, when it comes to the highlights and lowlights, as for highlights, as already mentioned, we have tighter cost control, and the ARR continues to show healthy growth. And Vision One users are showing strong growth, and this will be explained later on. But for the future of our company, we'll be focusing efforts here. Meanwhile, for the lowlights, the enterprise users are going into a slower buying cycle. And in Japan, because of the front loading due to price increase, there has been a negative impact. And that's all from my side, but we have not made any changes in our annual forecast. And be necessary to achieve better results for the first half, but there will be explanation made from here onwards about what we are doing. And we believe that it will be possible for us to achieve this annual forecast. With that, I would like to close off my presentation. Thank you very much.